I'm Nikki Strong, and this is VOA 1 The Hits. I could have.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak. This program is designed for English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English. Today on the program, Dan Friedel reports on U.S. military officers who got a rare kind of blood cancer after working at a nuclear base. Katie Weaver talks about this year's Oscar nominees in international film. Jill Robbins answers a question from a listener about the words avoid and prevent. Later, we hear part three of A Princess of Mars, by Edgar Rice Burroughs. But first, here is Dan Friedel.
Nine American military officers who worked many years ago at a nuclear missile base have been diagnosed with a rare blood cancer. The Associated Press says military briefing documents suggest the cancer might be linked to the officers' service. The cancer is non-Hodgkin lymphoma. One of the officers has died from the disease. The documents were from a meeting led by a top member of the U.S. Space Force, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Sebek. At the time, he suggested a possible connection between the cancer and the time at the missile base. Sebek refused the AP's request for comment about the briefing. He said the information was pre-decisional. The soldiers were members of the United States Air Force. All worked at the Malmstrom Air Force Base in the western state of Montana. Some worked as long ago as the 1990s. At the time, Malmstrom had 150 nuclear missile launch structures called silos. The soldiers who worked there are known as missileers. They work at the base several days straight. They are there to carry out presidential orders concerning the missiles. At the meeting, Sebek called the number of military members with cancer concerning. He also said 455 former missileers are now in the Space Force, including four of those who have cancer. A spokesperson for the U.S. Air Force told the Associated Press that medical leaders in the military are working to understand more. Non-Hodgkin lymphoma strikes about 19 out of 100,000 people in the U.S. each year. That means that nine cancer cases out of only hundreds of former missileers is concerning. In addition, most people diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma are in their 60s. In the case of the military officers, most worked at the base in their 20s and were diagnosed in their 30s and 40s. It is not the first time health concerns have come up for soldiers who worked at Malmstrom. In 2001, an Air Force health group investigated the base after 14 cases of cancer were reported among missileers who worked there. The report that followed said the base was safe and that sometimes illnesses tend to occur by chance alone. The news of the new cancer concern comes at the same time the U.S. military is talking more openly about the hazards soldiers face while serving. For example, President Joe Biden signed a law last August that offered more health services to former soldiers who may have been in contact with dangerous substances in smoke. It is possible 3.5 million people could have health problems from such smoke. Part of the new law said soldiers with health problems would be offered health care without having to prove their sickness came from the time they served in the military. I'm Dan Friedel.
On March 12th, actors, directors, producers, and other filmmakers will gather in Hollywood, California, the center of the American film industry. Some will receive Academy Awards for the best acting, directing, writing, music, and other work on movies released last year. The winners will receive an award called an Oscar, a small metal statue of a man covered in gold. The Oscar is only about 34 centimeters tall and weighs less than 4 kilograms. But the award is extremely valuable. Oscar winners can earn greater fame. They can get offers to work on the best movies. They can also earn much more money. On Tuesday, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences honored more than 300 films with Oscar nominations. Among them are 5 movies competing for Best Foreign Film. European countries produced all the nominees except one, the movie Argentina, 1985. As you might have guessed, it comes from Argentina. The South American country is not new to Academy Award history. Argentinian movies have won the Best Foreign Film Oscar 2 times already. The most recent award came in 2009 for the film The Secret in Their Eyes. Argentina 1985 is a historical drama. It tells a story about the efforts to punish the country's military dictatorship after its rule ended. Earlier this month, it won the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's Golden Globe for Best Foreign Language Film. That awards event is considered a signal of what is to come at the Oscars. Another 2023 nominee is the first Irish language film to be considered for an Oscar. Ireland's The Quiet Girl is based on the book Foster by Irish writer Claire Keegan. The film tells about a young girl from a large, poor family living in difficult conditions. She is sent to the home of distant relatives. There she finds warmth and love, but also learns of a secret. The Quiet Girl has earned loud praise in Ireland and other places. Shortly after its release, it became the highest-grossing Irish-language film in history. The other 3 Oscar nominees for foreign film come from mainland Europe. Belgium was recognized for Close. Like Ireland's nominee, the movie centers on children and their relationships. Close explores a close but threatened friendship between 2 boys. Poland's E.O. was also nominated in the Best International Film category. E.O. explores the imagined life and times of a donkey raised in a circus. Its interactions with and experiences of the human world point to deep questions about animal connections. E.O. won the Jury Prize, a major award, at the 2022 Cannes Film Festival in France. The final nominee for the Best Foreign Film Oscar is Germany for its offering All Quiet on the Western Front. The film is based on the 1929 book of the same name. It tells a story of a soldier during World War I and explores the horror of such conflict. Two earlier movie versions, both American, came out in 1930 and 1979. The 1930 production of All Quiet on the Western Front won the most important Academy Award of all, Best Picture, at the 1931 ceremony. Check back here for more stories about other 2023 Oscar nominees in the weeks ahead. I'm Katie Weaver.
Hi, Dr. Jill. What's your topic on Ask a Teacher today?
Hey, Dan. It's another one of those great questions our audience members send by email. What is the difference between avoid and prevent?
I never thought about that one before. Is there a difference? Maybe prevent is more formal?
Right. As native speakers of English, we may not think of it much. But it has to do with whether you are just staying away from something, that's avoid, or taking some action to stop something from happening. In that case, we use prevent.
Let me see if I can come up with a good example. We all want to avoid getting a cold in the winter, right? They say we should wash our hands a lot to prevent infection from passing from one person to another.
Great examples. You want to avoid getting colds in the winter. So maybe you wash your hands a lot and keep your hands away from your face. Taking that action prevents the cold germs from getting into your body.
I get it. We want to avoid getting sick. And we prevent the flu or COVID viruses from entering our body by wearing masks. Thanks, Dr. Jill. Looking forward to listening to this week's show.
Thanks, Dan, for having me on your podcast. And stay safe, everyone. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Sergio in Brazil. He asks,
I would like to know whether there is any difference between avoid and prevent. Sergio, Brazil.
Dear Sergio, thank you for writing to us with this question. These words are similar. They both express the idea of staying away from something. Let us look at the meaning of each word, and then we will compare how they are used. Avoid means to keep away from a person or thing. Here are some examples.
After we had that fight, my sister has been avoiding me. Pizza makes my stomach hurt, so I avoid eating it.
Note that in these examples, the word that comes after avoid can be a noun or a gerund, the ing form of a verb. Now consider the word prevent. It means to take some action to stop something from happening. It can be used in a simple way with a noun. So, going back to our previous example,
to prevent stomach problems, I do not eat pizza.
In this sentence, several nouns follow the word prevent. The meaning is clearly to stop something. You can also use prevent in a more complex sentence with an object followed by a verb. This gives us a more detailed idea of stopping someone from doing something. In fact, you will often find the word from in sentences with prevent.
The city wants to prevent drivers from speeding on that road, so they added some speed bumps.
In this example, drivers cannot go too fast because the city placed some raised areas, speed bumps, on the road, forcing cars to slow down. So, Sergio, if you are trying to decide between avoid and prevent, think about this difference. Avoid is just staying away from something you do not like or want. Prevent is to take an action that keeps someone from doing something or keeps something from happening. Do you have a question for the teacher? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Jill Robbins.
Another of the large airships exploded high. Members of the crew fell to the ground. The huge ship lost control and began turning again and again. Soon, it was close to the ground. The warriors climbed aboard the ship and began fighting the members of the crew who were still alive. Soon, the fighting stopped. The warriors began taking everything from the ship. At last, they brought a captive from deep within the ship. Two of the warriors had their captive by each arm. I wanted to see what new and strange form of life this creature would be. As they came near, I saw that it was a woman. She looked like a woman from Earth. She was young. Her skin was a light red, almost a copper color. I saw at once that she was extremely beautiful. She had a fine face, with large dark eyes and long black hair. As her guards led her away, she saw me for a moment. She seemed very surprised. Her face looked hopeful. But when I made no attempt to speak to her, her face grew sad, and she looked very small and frightened. As I watched her disappear into a building, I realized that Sola was near me.
John Carter, that woman will be saved for the great games that are held by our people. The games are long and cruel, and end in death for those captured in battle. Her death will be slow and painful. She will die for the enjoyment of all.
Sola's face seemed sad when she said this. I could tell by the way she spoke that she did not like the games and did not want to see the young woman die. She was very different from the rest of her people. Sola, do you not like the games?
No, John Carter. My mother died in the games. That is a secret you must not tell anyone. The wall where Tars Tarkas found you held eggs that produce our young. All the children belong to the tribe. A mother never knows which child is hers when they come out of the egg. My mother hid the egg that carried me. It was not placed within the walled area. She kept her secret until after I was born. But others discovered her secret, and she was condemned to die in the games. She hid me among other children before she was captured. If this secret were learned, I too would die in the games. Before she left me, my mother told me the name of my father. I alone keep that secret. It would mean death for him as well as me. My people are violent and cruel.
The next day I entered the great room where the green Martians held meetings. The Red Woman prisoner was there too. Soon, the leader of the green Martians came into the room. His name was Lorquas Tomel. He began speaking to the prisoner.
Who are you? And what is your name?
I am the Princess Deja Thoris, daughter of Mors Kajak, the ruler of Helium. Our airship was on a scientific flight. We were to study the air and atmosphere. Without our work, the air on our planet would grow thin and we would all die. Why would you attack us?
As she talked, a warrior ran to her and hit her in the face, knocking her to the ground. He placed a foot on her small body and began laughing. I reached for the small sword I carried and rushed to attack the huge warrior. He was a strong opponent, but again, because of the low gravity on Mars, my strength was far greater than his. In a few short minutes, the green warrior was dead. I helped the young woman to her feet.
Who are you? Why did you risk your life to help me? You look almost the same as my people, but you wear the weapons of a green warrior. Who or what are you?
My name is John Carter. I am from the planet Earth. How I got here is a long story. I attacked that warrior because where I come from, men do not attack women. I will offer you my protection as long as I can. However, I must tell you that I too am a captive.
Come, John Carter, and bring the Red Woman with you. Let us leave this room quickly before some warrior attempts to stop us.
The three of us quickly returned to the building where I had spent the last several days. Sola then left to prepare food. Wulla sat in the corner and looked at the both of us. The young woman was afraid of poor, ugly Wulla. I told her not to fear him. Wulla is not only my guard, he is my friend. I have treated him with kindness that he has never known. As each day passes, he trusts me more. I now think he would follow any command I give. Sola has told me that all captives are held until they can die in the great games held by the green Martians. Our only chance to survive is to escape, but we must have Sola's help for our plan to succeed.
Yes. If we stay with the Green Warriors, we will both die. If we are to escape, we will need several of the animals to ride. It will be our only chance.
I have several of the animals. They were given to me when I became a warrior. Sola came back later with food for the two of us. Deja Thoris and I asked for her help. The three of us talked long into the night. At last, Sola gave us her answer.
Your best chance for escape will be in the next 2 days. We will leave this city tomorrow and begin a long trip to the home of our tribe. I will help you escape, but I must come with you. I will be killed if you escape.
Sola, of course you must come with us. You are not cruel or violent, as many of your people are. Help us, and I can promise you a much better life. You will be treated with respect as an honored guest.
The next morning, we rode away from the city on our animals. More than 1,000 animals were carrying the huge tribe of green Martians. Also in the group were one American, one princess of the royal house of Helium, our guard Sola, and poor, ugly Wulla. Late that night we left the camp. One animal carried me, another Sola and Princess Deja Thoris. Wulla followed close behind. We rode quickly through the Martian night. I looked into the sky and saw Earth across the great distance of space. Since I had met the Princess Deja Thoris, I had not thought once of Earth or home. I knew then that I would never willingly leave her. The next morning I could see that we were being followed by several hundred of the green warriors. Our animals were very tired. I knew we must stop. I told Sola and the princess to take the stronger of the two animals and ride away. I will hold back the green warriors as long as I can. Wulla, go with them and guard them with your life.
We can't leave you alone. It would be certain death if you are captured again. You must come with us.
Sola took the princess by the arm and lifted her on top of the animal she had chosen. Quickly, she began riding away. For a moment, Wulla looked at me, then turned and ran after them. I took out my rifle from its case. I began firing to slow the green warriors. I was able to slow them for more than an hour, but then I had no more ammunition. Soon, I was surrounded. A green warrior got off his animal and came toward me. He pulled out his long, thin sword. I reached for mine. As we neared each other, I saw it was Tars Tarkas. He stopped and spoke to me very slowly.
You will die here today, John Carter. It is I who must kill you. Know that I will take no pleasure in your death.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow to keep learning English through stories from around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.